Dan vanmorgen hier op die lekker huis, we gaan tydprogram op Lekker FM 98.3, het ek weekie vir Sjoneel van die Warwick & Bulls hier op die lijn, en dit is natuurlijk met al die dinge wat aangaan op Loftus Versveld hierdie naweek. How are you, Sjoneel?
I am well, thank you so much for having us on again, eh?
It's always a pleasure having you on air, and thank you very much for all the tickets you giving us all the time. So, just wanted to tell the listeners, so this is the, luisteraars, hierdie is Sjoneel wat altyd die kaartjies weggee ook. So, dis die man wat achter dit sit. Sjoneel, thank you for that, and thank you for giving us tickets every time. But there's always going something going on at Loftus this weekend as well. What can we expect?
Man, we have put together such a cool event. We call it Loftus Day.
Yeah.
It happens tomorrow. So long story short, it's an amazing lineup of local artists, which we'll dive into just now. Starts at about 11 o'clock in the morning. You have all these cool bands playing till 5 o'clock. And let's be honest, we all know what happens at 5 o'clock tomorrow.
Exactly.
Springbok versus All Blacks. So we stop the concert to watch the rugby on these two massive screens that we're putting out. And then the party starts after the rugby again. So long story short, it's going to be an absolute festival of a day at Loftus. And you know what? We party, party, party. We watch rugby at Loftus, and then we party again after that.
I can imagine. Well, I've been there when the Bulls played. It was actually one of the clashes there at Loftus, and we had this big screens up there, and also watched the game. And I mean, that whole field is like always full of people. What can people expect? Where is it going to be? Is it going to be there at on the B field or D field? Where can people go to?
So again, I'm glad you brought up the past ones you've been to. Exactly the same vibe. So it's going to be on the D field. So that's the normal beer garden area on a normal game day. We're using that field again. We're going to have a huge sort of stage and setup as we normally do. And then on each side of that stage, you'll have two massive, amazing screens. So same area, D field, as we do the beer garden. That's going to be the buzz zone in Pretoria.
And is there any costs involved, or can people just come?
No. So there's definitely costs. You've got to buy a ticket. So if you go to howler.co.za, you can grab your tickets there. And obviously there are tickets available at the gates on the day as well. But here's the thing. The event is about 80% sold out. So I reckon we will fill it up by the time it starts tomorrow.
Yeah.
So if you want to get there, I can jump onto Howler and grab those tickets quickly.
And obviously, there's some local games going on as well this weekend with the smaller Bulls, and the Bulls also playing. And is that going to be on the screens as well, or is it just going to be like the massive show?
No, look, so I think it'll just be the main Springbok game that will fly on those screens. Vodacom Bulls will be taking on Selfie Sharks at 3 o'clock, and we'll give you some updates from that stage. But, I mean, again, if you look at that lineup, it's just going to be such a travesty to show two rugby games, you know what I mean? Look, you've got the Herald Fantastics. You've got Karen Zoid, Van Pletsen, Refense, Landry, Zahn Sonicans, Lofi, Martin Bester Band. It's a fat lineup, you know. So
I think
if we had to show both the games, we'd probably be in a bit of trouble.
I can imagine with the crowd being there and everything. But it's always awesome being at Loftus with a crowd like that, and even being on the D field and watching the rugby together with the shows that you're always doing just before the games as well. It's always epic, and I can imagine this one is going to be like that as well.
So, but you know what? For us here, right? I think like what we do is something we want to share. You know, so whether it's the music element, whether it's the rugby element, I think those moments need to be lived with thousands of people.
Exactly.
And, it's the whole thing of, you know, we all love having a bride's home and watching the box, and it's nice, and you've got your chummies over, whatever. But and that's cool. But you could actually be watching it with 1,000 chummies here at Loftus, and I think that's the way you should enjoy rugby. You know. Scream with thousands of people. I mean, you can't be in Cape Town at the stadium. be it Loftus, you know. Let's make a wave. Let's scream. Let's live that emotion together, man.
Yeah.
That's, moments like that you need to share with your people there.
Exactly, and with lots of people like that, and even absolutely. if you win, you can celebrate it with all those people. So I hope we win over the weekend. Look, it's always going to be a big clash, but I hope we win.
No, absolutely. Look, just to touch on rugby, and I know I've been talking against the whole time, but again, it's Springboks All Blacks. It's going to be an absolute smasher, right? The All Blacks are going to bring everything they've got. They've got a point to prove. They've been on a bit of a losing streak. I don't think they're going to leave South African shores, you know, two games down. So they're going to bring it hard. They've made some good changes to their team as well. But I promise you, I think the Springboks have got this one as well. You know, Rassie's tweaked his team a little bit. He's gone for a little bit more experience. So I think he knows. You know, Rassie's a genius, let's be honest.
Definitely.
He knows what's coming his way, and I think he's ready for it.
No, definitely. Well, Shanil, one last word from your side. Why must people come out to Loftus this weekend?
Because Loftus is the place to be. Loftus is lekker. So, Loftus Day, I'm gonna run through that lineup again. It's Hiabos Fantastis, Karen Zoid, Van Pletsen, Rafense, Ilandri, Zahn Sonicus, Lofi, Martin Best, the band. It's going to be insane. It's going to be the coolest event we've done in a while. Gates open at 11 o'clock, so get here early, soak up the vibe, and we'll make some noise and support the Springboks at 5 o'clock, and then we'll after party that win as well.
Yeah, definitely. And look, we've got some Bulls in the team as well, so you can also shout at them from there.
There we go.
So why not? Listen, Shanil, thank you very much once again. It was nice having you on the show this afternoon, and thank you very much for everything you do for us.
Brother, it's an absolute honor to be part of the Lekker FM family. Thank you guys for everything you've done, not just for the Vodacom Bulls, but I think for rugby and Pretoria. Truly appreciate it.
It's a great pleasure. Shanil, have a nice weekend, and go Bokke.
Tot ziens, cheers, bye.
Bye-bye.